Tigger actually met on Skid Row when I was actually working as a summer teacher at Ninth Street School on downtown LA. I brought in an oscilloscope, electric guitars. I taught fourth, fifth, and sixth graders physics. They didn't have to know all the formulas. They didn't have to know the gravitational constants and all that. But I showed them what an electric guitar actually looks like in a waveform. Let them play it. Let them do stuff like that. And these are kids who live in SROs downtown. My passion was to be a teacher. I got talked out of it by a very technical mother. My mother was like, you don't mean no teacher. You don't mean to, you need to do something else. I'm like, but that ain't, well, you're good at math and science. You're going to be an engineer. Right? You're going to be a doctor. Your dad's a researcher. I'm an RN. You're going into medicine. I said, I'm going into medicine because I'm going into Savon and I'm going to go get me some cough syrup or something, but I ain't doing no medicine. Engineering, yeah, I'll give you that one. And maybe I'll parlay that into teaching later on. But I think what I have got to, I want to get across and I want everyone to just kind of focus on is we need that passion. We need to get that fire back into ourselves, into that belly of finding those kids, reaching out to them. I know there's a lot of stuff that's gone on. I mean, if we take a look at what happened, I always look at 1983 as a turning point in my life, in my perspective of public school. I graduated from Dorsey High School in 1981. It was relatively, I mean, we didn't see a whole lot going on till 1983. We had a shooting out on Farmdale Avenue. And that's the first time outside of, you know, fights on campus and whatever else might have been going on. But that was the first time we saw this violence coming right up to the door at the school. And we need to be able to stop being scared of our young brothers on the street. We need to stop judging them just because they got a do-rag on or they wearing their pants. Well, let's talk to these kids. I met this brother the other day. He pulled up. He said, hey, brother, can I ask you a question? I need to make a phone call. I don't have a charger. I was wondering, could I Bluetooth and speak or something? I mean, I got to call my doctor. I gave the brother my iPhone. I said, here, take the charger. He says, why? I said, you need it. He said, but what? He said, just take it. I just need to charge it for me. I said, just take it. Our brothers, our young folks are so, sometimes they're so put off by us pushing away from them. They don't feel like the older generation cares. We don't love on them. You know, I heard something that, and I'm going to close with this. I don't particularly agree with this brother, but I'll just quote him for a second because I was going to call in and scream at him. Jason Whitlock, who's a writer, kind of, sort of, I'll just put it that way, used to be on ESPN, and I think he's on Blaze now, so that kind of tells you what I think of the brother. And they were talking to him last year when Doc Rivers made one of the most poignant comments that I ever heard about our experience in the country. He said, Doc Rivers said, it is almost unfathomable and unconscionable to think that we love a country that does not love us back. And I think Whitlock heard that comment and he said, well, this country don't owe you no love. What this country owes you is liberty. It don't owe you nothing but that. And I'm going, well, you know what? I get that, but is it liberty? Isn't a form of liberty loving on you? Being appreciative of the things that we have done in this country, being appreciative of the things that this country actually owes to us, which has never paid us. And you can never, again, going back to them 4 R's, you're never going to reconcile us to this country until we get some recognition for the things we've done, repentance of what it is. And repentance is not a public apology. Repentance is a change in your mind and your relationship about the things you've done to somebody else to hurt them. Because once you change your relationship to those things, then you'll stop doing them. Then you can make repair and then you can reconcile. Mm-hmm. But until we can reconcile ourselves to ourselves, especially us old heads to our young heads, it's like you said, each one teach one. And I'm done.
Oh. Okay. That was very interesting. Very interesting. Good show. Good show. Yeah, as you can see, we're the Community Education Network. And our theme is Each One Teach One. We have a Conscious Corner, and we have the CEN show. And that's what we do. We do our best to give information to everyone, you know, and we got to make people think, and we got to encourage people to do better. And that's an excellent topic that you came up with, Brother Peter. And I'd like to thank everybody for being here and making their contribution. Next week, we have our first year anniversary show. We've been doing this a year now, as far as the CEN show. Professor Rod in the Conscious Corner and historian Joe Hembrick, they've been doing it for some months now, so they're going to be coming up on a year. So next week, I would like for everyone to attend that's on the team. I know that may be, we may fall short a few people, but I want everybody to attend so we can basically have a good time and give the props to everybody. So Professor Ra,
yes.
What we have for Conscious Corner next week?
We're going to be dealing with Kwanzaa.
Okay, that's right. You did say that. Okay, excellent. I need to get that on the website. Okay. All right, Brother Peter. Hopefully you could come next week so you can hang out with us.
Absolutely.
And Thank you. And Brother Dr. Hembrick and Machenda, next week, man. Hopefully you be there. All right. Thanks a lot, everybody. Each One Teach One in Conscious Corner and the CEN Show.